So decide now to compete for the toughest challenge. Every day, decide to expand again and again and again. Because you are in a crossroads and you have a choice. You have a choice. Whether to be a madman or a bold genius. What's the difference? A madman is somebody who does the same action over and over and over for an unknown destiny. A bold genius is somebody who does the same action over and over and over again for a known destiny. That is why fortune always favors the bold. True titans of our times and of the past, who are bent on making most of their opportunities in life, are too busy to bother with luck. Luck is the good fortune you determine for yourself. So find the strength. Have the knowledge. Summon up the courage to accomplish and see that your dreams are limitless. Your dreams are the fabric that binds all of us together. Rise up! Rise up like fire! Ascend the ladder of your dreams. We choose to rise, not fall. We choose to live, not die. Shift to your triumph. Today, you shift to your triumph and carry your dreams forward until your life is a capital of triumph. I believe in you, and I know you can do whatever you want. You have an unlimited potential. And when you tune to this state of mind, all your inner abilities will be effortless and forever yours. A modern runway for a higher accomplishment. This moment, this second, your life is an Olympian sunrise. This is your time.
This is your time. Right here at RevolutionRadio.com. To rise up and make the difference. Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. Listener supported. 100%. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at FreedomSlips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Get a key card. We're out of here.
Warning.
If anything should happen to me, you must go to Gort. You must say these words. Klaatu, Lurida, Nikto. Please repeat that.
My God is full of stars.
The prisoner wishes to say a word.
and star to shining star, from out of the night and into the light. Your frequency is ascending with your host, Sean David Martin.
And greetings from sea to sea, from planet to planet, and star to shining star, from out of the night and into the light, from out of the gloom and into the afternoon. From the pyramids of Giza to the pyramids on Mars, from the dark side of the street to the dark side of the moon, from hometown shenanigans to international intrigue, your frequency is ascending. Welcome to StrangeUniverseRadio.com, StrangeUniverseRadio.com on RevolutionRadio.com or FreedomSlips.com. Nice to be back with you all. A little worse for wear, but nice to be back anyway. There it goes. The old high roller. Had to take a couple of days off next week. Very sorry I was absent. Usually not the case, but Thursday was a little difficult because I did have some friends in town. Sorry, if you hear some odd silences, that's me muting so I'm not coughing in your face or in your earlobes or inside your brain where I live, the illusion of who and what I am in your existence. Anyway, Thursday I was out at the Grand Californian, with some friends who came down from Northern California. One of my oldest friends from high school, I played football with him in high school, Jim Grima, actually Sheriff Jim Grima. And he came down with his lovely fiance, I guess you could say, Michaela. She's now an executive at Roche. She went back to Big Pharma. She was actually one of the people that was responsible for bringing Aleve to the market. You know, Aleve, the aspirin, the painkiller that now everybody uses. And boy, she has some stories. She actually worked in Africa for a period of time. And I was trying to get her on the program to actually talk about what was going on with Ebola and what was happening over there. And just the vile and disgusting things that she sees that you can't even say on the radio. You can't tell people what the conditions are really like in Africa without people making accusations that you're racist or because we live. You understand that we live in a cult where you are not allowed to tell the truth. You can't. You just can't. If you tell the truth, you're outside the cult. You are shunned. You're an outlaw. You're put outside the walls, if you will. So if you listen to this program, you're not. You've got that revolution gene. You've got that gene to revolt, the disobedience gene, because you think for yourself. You don't believe that war is peace or freedom is slavery or ignorance is knowledge. So anyway, she was just telling me about this stuff in Africa. I mean, it's just things that maybe we'll talk about it. I mean, I need to get somebody on who's actually seen it and experienced it without – because if I told you things that were happening there, you would think I was kidding. You would think it was a joke or, you know, that I was the David Duke or the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan or something. But let me see. She compared it to if you've ever seen the musical The Book of Mormon, where these two Mormon missionaries, one who is the exemplary one and he gets cooked up with the fat, slovenly screw up one who was played by Josh Gad originally on Broadway, who then went on to billion-dollar fame to play that ridiculous snowman Olaf in the Frozen movie. She basically says that what happens is that they get transferred to Africa to work a mission in Africa and the outrageous stuff there. And she says it's exactly like that. I mean, it's worse than that. And that's, you know, the reason why things spread in Africa and why these diseases all generate there and all that. So, but Thursday I tried to do the show. I started feeling sickly and not to talk about this too long, but I might give you what I wanted to do is give you a couple of hints as to how I knock this stuff out and give you a couple of health secrets and a few things which may come of interest to you. And also today, let me just make a couple of announcements before I launch into the show. First off, we're going to be we've got a very interesting thing from Alfred Weber talking about some Nostradamus analysis that I'm going to pick apart. like I usually do. You know, people trying to be smarter than me. Can't be done. Can't be done. And Benjamin Fulford talks about the G20 meeting was a total defeat for the Bush Cohen Zionist crime cabal. So that's always fun. And a lot of other things about also want to say I think on Veterans Day this last week, a week ago, it should have been noted, and I'm not sure why I didn't note the statistic, but since 9/11, I just wanted to point this out. Since 9/11, the 9/11 attacks killed about 3,000 people. I think it was about 3,200 people or so. So they claim in the 9/11 attacks. Since 9/11, because of the increased security and because of Homeland Security and because now everybody is so terrorized that everybody isn't terrorist. And actually, I had a friend who was he was threatened with a knife at a party, I think. And a guy threatened to slash him up, and he actually pulled a privately owned, unregistered gun and on this guy who was threatening him. And the police threw him in jail for possession of a firearm. And apparently, because it's an unregistered firearm, he was actually charged as being a domestic terrorist. And because of that, they had to put him in a apparently, if you have an unregistered firearm and you use you point the unregistered firearm at somebody, you go into psychiatric lockdown for 24 hours for suicide watch or whatever else. But he was actually in a psych isolation ward for 24 hours and then tossed into county and spent 3 days in jail and then was just released. No charge, no nothing. They just let him go, kept all of his things and let him go. Again, this is a guy who sort of lives in trouble. I didn't find out about this until sometime later, but they consider you a terrorist. And I think one of the stats that need to be noted on Veterans Day, or any day, is 10 years after 9/11, the police in the United States have killed, I can't really say murdered, but they've killed 10,000 people. 10,000 people, which is over about three times, obviously, the amount of people that were killed in 9/11. They have been killed because of, quote, anti-terrorist actions. And we're not talking about war, by the way. We're not talking about Iraq or Syria or anything else. They've killed 10,000 Americans on U.S. soil. The police, the combined police forces of, you know, state, local, et cetera, have killed 10,000 people. And again, I'm not saying a lot of those 10,000 people didn't deserve it, but come on, 10,000 people? 10,000 people deserve to be shot or killed by the police. So there's that. Okay, I just need to point that out. As a statistic, I want you to burn into your brain that that's what happens every year. And I'm not sure how many policemen actually pay the price for it. I'm not sure how many deserve to pay the price for it, but whatever. Okay, a couple of things, too, is that tomorrow we're going to have Michael Aquino on the program. And I've been getting a lot of heat for this, actually, from people out there. Michael Aquino, if you remember him from way, way back in Bill Cooper's book, On a Pale Horse, was tagged as a very high-level member of the Pentagon, who was also a practicing Satanist. And at the same time, he's now set up something I believe is called the Temple of Set, which is a serpent religion. And look, I don't condone these people. I present them to you for you to make up your own minds. And so far, I've had everything from we have apparently another host on this station that has had some traumatic – claims to have had some traumatic experiences with him. I've had other people call me saying they're concerned that he is somehow going to use his powers of persuasion and his skill at neurolinguistic programming to begin to drop trigger words on my audience for all of you to, I don't know, take off your clothes and start dancing like chickens or something, which you do anyway listening to this program, I know, because all of us are usually always dressed in tuxedos, ties. You should see even Steven's tuxedo. It's kind of a bright apricot. It's very cool. It's the same one he wore to his senior prom. Bright apricot, kind of fluffy shirt, big fluffy orange tie. It's beautiful. And, of course, all my listeners are usually completely naked. So, but anyway, Michael Aquino is going to be here tomorrow. And we're talking about actually having somebody like I have access to him, of getting Charles Manson on the program. And, okay, psychopathic. Technically, you can't say psychopathic serial killer because he was never actually convicted of killing anybody. He, and believe me, I'm not apologizing for it at all, influenced other people to go out and kill lots of other people for him. But I have some interesting questions to ask this man, like, for example, why his followers tried to go out and shoot the president of the United States once Nelson Rockefeller became vice president. What were his connections to the Rockefellers? Are there was there film, actually, of the Tate-LaBianca murders that somehow was distributed or somehow became property of the LAPD? What was his connection to Brian Dennis Wilson and the Beach Boys? What was his connection with Paul McCartney, as an example? These are all these people that Charles Manson was influencing behind the scenes in the 1960s, where he's a very popular guru and cult leader. Of course, he had all these girls that would do anything he told them to do. And, of course, if he told the girls to go, you know, boof a celebrity, they were certainly boofable on command, I would think. So anyway, Michael Aquino is going to be on the program tomorrow. And again, I don't condone anything he says, and I am interested. He apparently was a follower at one point of Anton LaVey of the First Church of Satan. I met Anton LaVey when I was in eighth grade. Actually, I was acting as a photographer, strangely enough, for Alan Stang, who was a reporter for American Opinion magazine. And Alan used to come stay at our house all the time and used to just drag me along. He used to take me all over the country with him, actually, on interviews to do stuff. My mom would say, yeah, sure, fine, take him. Went to New York and met all kinds of cool people and went to Anton LaVey's house and interviewed him. And, you know, it's always interesting to stare into not so much the face of evil, the face of mock evil, I guess. I mean, I'm convinced that real evil is done. Bankers are more evil than any standing army. Real evil is done in corporate boardrooms. Real evil is institutionalized. Real evil is never the showy naked girl on the altar, you know, guys dressed up with horns and black masses and all that. That's not where the real evil happens. Real evil happens in the Obama administration. The real evil happens with people who decide that millions will die and go to war. That's where the real evil occurs. So, and a couple of things too. We have a brand new number for you, and I'll be repeating this number throughout. But the number we have for you, some people like to call in if you don't have Wi-Fi, if you don't have a mobile device, if you do not have if you don't have any other way to listen, and there's all kinds of ways to listen now to Strange Universe. We're getting our YouTube channel up. So at least Strange Universe, for whatever reason, and this had a lot to do with Ferguson, Missouri, and I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to talk about it, but we've had the actual network, I guess you could say, has had challenges or problems with YouTube. And I don't know how far it goes. I don't know that much about it. I just know they've had challenges, problems with YouTube. But you should be able to download very soon, like in the next week or so. People should be able to download Strange Universe again on YouTube if they prefer. And also we have Listen Live, I think is also what it's called. It's I'm not sure if that's the app or not. Hold on, let me just double check. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you about the app in just a second, actually after the break. But if you want to actually call in and listen on your phone, some people actually just call in. Usually you get free long-distance calling. And if you want to listen on your phone, you actually have a new line, which is if you want to write it down or put it on your hand or write it backwards in code on your mirror, 712-432-6958. So 712-432-6958. Some good numbers for you. So that's for Studio A. Studio B, they can give you that number themselves. So if you want to just call in and listen on the phone, and instead of just hanging up, because unfortunately if people try to call in and listen on the Skype line, it jams up our Skype line. We can't go to commercials. We're always hanging up on you. But if you actually want to then listen live on the phone, wherever it is you're at, it's at 712-432-6958. That's 712-432-6958. 712-432-6958. And hold on a second. I'm getting a Skype thing here. What was that? Okay, I'm hoping it's all right. Okay, and let me just tell you a couple of the. Let me see. Yeah, there it is. Right. And suddenly, all these people are now telling me they're sending me stuff about the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah, I know. I read the story last week. Reported nowhere on the mainstream news that I can find. The theft of supposedly one of the most. The theft of probably one of the most precious religious artifacts, if it's real, on Earth, and there was nothing in the mainstream news about the actual theft of the Ark of the Covenant, which has got to mean that the Mossad was behind it somehow, because only they could have that much control over the media. It would make perfect sense that the Israelis would actually go and steal the Ark of the Covenant if their preparing some kind of action against the Dome of the Rock. Something happened to the Dome of the Rock. You blow up the Dome of the Rock. You smash it with an earthquake or something, and then you start building the third Temple of Solomon and just take over that area. Of course, you're facing war with like a million Muslims, so it's semi. And just checking here, also the app is called TuneIn. If you want to actually listen on your phone, download the TuneIn app. Of course, you can also download the Freedom Slips app as well. There's an app on Revolution Radio, but it's called TuneIn is the name of the app. TuneIn. It's a huge, huge new thing that Strange Universe Radio is on. Okay, a couple of things about my – and the only reason I give this to you is for information, not to give you more information than you need about, yeah, I had the flu. A couple of things, bad things happened on Thursday. I was out at the Grand Californian Hotel, and my buddy Jim and his lady Michaela went out to Disneyland. And I just said, can I use your room to transmit the show? And, of course, I get into the room. There's no Ethernet cable there in the room. There's no Wi-Fi actually in the room, which is crazy because this hotel is like – it's expensive. It's it's a lot of money. And I'm calling these people at the front desk saying – what's going on here? I mean, this, you know, we're not really in the 1920s when the hotel was supposed to have been built. You know, it's modeled after the 1920s arts and crafts movement of Northern California. The illusion is it's supposed to be kind of in a redwood forest somewhere, which it really is. It's a spectacular place. If you ever get a chance to see it, it's amazing, especially when the Christmas tree goes up in the main lobby, because this Christmas tree, the inner roof is got to be, well, it's five stories high on the inside, and the Christmas tree itself is about 90 feet tall, and it's gorgeous. And they used to have a real Christmas tree in there until, I think, about 5 years ago it caught on fire. And because they have a big fireplace next to it, some idiot was smoking or something and caught the whole thing on fire. So I didn't have Wi-Fi at all. And plus, I was feeling terrible. I noticed Thursday morning they started chemtrailing the snot out of the beaches, and you look up and you're just under this grid, and all I can tell you is that, and this is my own personal opinion, I have no scientific basis for this whatsoever, and whenever I start seeing the chemtrail, and I can feel them the night before, I wake up in the morning, I feel like somebody's been choking me, I feel like I have sand in my head, it feels like it's raining in my brain, it's like a static in my head, and then it just kind of trickles down into the rest of your body, and person, I know that they're chemtrailing. I go outside, there it is, and you can predict the weather now by how they chemtrail. Because here in California, number one, the HAARP project is turned on full blast, and everywhere it's up to a high red 7, I think, which is now these polar vortex is coming across the country. And here in Los Angeles today, it was 72 degrees again, by the way, and the entire rest of the country is freezing its patootie off, both its patooties. All of its patooties, wherever a patootie is. And here's 72 degrees today. It was a little chilly last night, but, you know, ooh, a sweater. Ooh, it's down to 50. And so they're blasting the HAARP project all across the rest of the United States. Here they're chemtrailing the snot out of us. And usually they chemtrail right before the big fog comes in. Whenever there's fog, whenever it's about to rain, the chemtrails come in and then they seed the clouds, they seed the fog so that it then disperses in the mist, in the vapor of the fog itself. And it sucks. I mean, it just really sucks. So then Friday morning I just felt somebody have me by the throat. I couldn't breathe. Again, I felt like I had this whooping cough that I'd had at the beginning of the year. That was this, you know, they call it the 100-day cough. And I thought, oh, God, I cannot get this again. It's just so horrible. And so and I just couldn't do it. I laid in bed most of Thursday when I was supposed to be doing the show. I just conked out because I didn't have Wi-Fi anyway. And then the whole next day, I slept for about 2 days or so for most of the weekend. But here's what I did to blow it out, which I think was, and I think I got on top of it right away. First off, I took some penicillin. And we actually had penicillin left over. You know, I'm not one of those Obamacare health insurance guys. Of course, I'm at the poverty level, so I presume I can probably get like California covered now or something. But it's a we did have some penicillin, which was, I think, left over from we actually get like veterinarian penicillin. I think it was for the cats, actually. So let me see. My body size, my cat is 22 pounds, and if I times that by X, I get the such and such. So I need to take this entire bottle. So I took some penicillin right away. But the other thing that is amazing, let me give you some cool health secrets here, just the time we have left before we go on to the other stuff. Number one, there's a product called ProBoost. ProBoost. And this stuff is, it's not just amazing, it's freaking amazing. It's fucking amazing. It's called ProBoost. And if you take this, I took the ProBoost. There's also stuff that you can get at any CVS or any pharmacy, which is called Osocillum. And Osocillum is it's like little sugar pellets, but it's a homeopathic. And if you do the Osocillum, put the Osocillum under your tongue like 3 times a day, every 6 hours, and then do the ProBoost, which is I don't know why more people don't know about this, but I got told about all these little health secrets by this 87-year-old doctor who was a friend of my mother's. And, National Health Federation kind of guy. Dr. Goldman, yeah, Bernie, Dr. Goldstein, I'm sorry, Dr. Bernie Goldstein. I knew your mom. Yeah, she was a good lady. I knew you back when you were just a little kid. Look at me, I'm 87 years old. You want to see my girlfriend? Sure. And he shows me this picture of this. She's 36. She's 36. She's a Palestinian. But, you know, the Palestinians, they love to screw the Jews. So this guy was just bouncing off the walls. He was like an elf, this guy. And he's like, I tell you all the stuff to keep you young, all the stuff to keep you young. So number one, the ProBoost is absolutely amazing. ProBoost and the Osocillin, that was the first thing. And the second thing is, it's a little tricky, but I use hydrogen peroxide for pretty much everything. And if you just get the food grade hydrogen peroxide, I'm sorry, not food grade, but just the regular 3%, just the regular stuff that you buy at the grocery store for 69 cents a bottle. I use that as a mouthwash. When I brush my teeth, I always gargle with hydrogen peroxide afterwards, just straight out of the bottle. You can dilute it if the coppery taste is too much for you. But I use that as a mouthwash usually. Obviously, use it on cuts and abrasions and whatever else. But you can get – that's 3% diluted, 3% peroxide to water. You can get something called food-grade peroxide. And food-grade peroxide is 35%. Now, this stuff's very tricky. You can't drink it. You can't get near it. If you put it on your fingers – it'll turn your fingers white. It'll actually boil up the kind of the dirt and the dead skin. But what you want to do is get an eyedropper and start with the food grade hydrogen peroxide. Now, the food grade peroxide, you can take you usually start with like 4 drops per 8 ounces of liquid, and then you work yourself up to 6 and maybe 8, and then I think about 10 is about the limit. But about 10 drops of hydrogen peroxide, just drops of the food grade 35% peroxide in 8 ounces of a fluid or a juice or what have you is great. And you start doing that like 3 times a day, and that will latch on and oxygenate the blood. The other thing is too, is that I pound a bunch of vitamin C, but there's a trick to vitamin C. Vitamin C is, if you take, I think I just get the packets of Emergency, which is really good. They've got Emergency. They've got some other stuff out there like Stress C. There's another one that's for teachers, but the flavored Emergency is usually the best. But always, when you're doing, you have to do vitamin C to bowel tolerance levels. In other words, you take enough vitamin C until you feel like you're getting diarrhea. And always eat oranges or some kind of citrus along with the C, or take it for grapefruit juice, or eat a grapefruit or lemon or lime or whatever, or orange.
Freedom Slips.
Back up to
them. We'll be right back after this message.
Revolution, Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Would be an amazing year of consciousness, revelation, and ascension for us all. Hi, this is Megan Bell. We at Pyridine are here to help you achieve all the goals that you have set for yourself and achieve the happiness and prosperity that you so richly deserve. That is why we are announcing a historic sale on all of our amazing jewelry, specifically the revolutionary Super Receptor Medallion. At Pyridine, we fine-tune the device to your personal frequency, choosing from 24 precious gemstones to bring your body into maximum harmony. Invented by my late contactee father, Dr. Fred Bell, this incredible ET technology is reputed to raise our vibrations, protecting and defending our bodies from the sea of EMF and radiation that we now swim in every day, activating your energy to its ultimate potential. See how this remarkable technology can help you, now at sale prices that you cannot afford to miss. Pyridine.com. Technology from the future for all of us.
A whole new world of power, health, and awareness is only a click away. Check out the remarkable devices and systems at Pyridine.com. That's Pyridyne.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
On the go? Still want to listen? Don't have one of those fancy phones with too many buttons? Don't know what an app is? Or you don't even care? Well, we got you here at Revolution Radio. Now you can dial in 24/7 to listen to our shows. We have a number for Studio A and Studio B, and best of all, it's free. Don't forget, your carrier charges for your cell phone provider may apply, though, so check with your cell provider to make sure. So ready? Here you go. Get a pen. Here's the number. Studio A is 712-432-6958. And Studio B is 716-748-0112. Thank you very much for listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station in the world.
Epic story spanning 40 years in the life of Dr. Ted Humphrey and his involvement with time travel, Area 51,
the Dulce Missile,
the Montauk Project,
the Shadow Government,
and Dr. Humphrey's meteoric rise to become head of an all-powerful global organization engaged in a desperate race against time to save our world. At 17, Ted's father, a brilliant government scientist, disappears, and Ted makes it his life's mission to discover his father's fate. This leads to him being drafted into beyond top secret projects, making the most valuable machine ever built, a device that can move through space and time. As time tech is developed, Ted is taken inside an elite clandestine group of men dedicated to hiding a deadly truth that forces from beyond the stars could lead to Earth's destruction. Ted gets guidance from people further down and outside the time stream, never knowing who he can trust, while still seeking to solve his father's disappearance. Sands of Time is truly remarkable, a rare look behind the curtain of the black world of super technology, and shows us once again that all we have come to accept as reality is wrong.
And now, for the very first time, Sands of Time, Volume 1, is now available in paperback for only $25. Read the book that Amazon ranked 5 stars. Also, in ebook and dynamic voice spoken word audio, all at Amazon or StrangeUniverseRadio.com.
Read this book and never be the same.
This is JP from Journeys with JP. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now back to Sean David Morton with Strange Universe.
From the man who brought you Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, Lost in Space, The Time Tunnel, and Land of the Giants. Now comes the fantasy worlds
of Sean David Morton on Strange Universe Radio,
featuring clips from your favorite TV shows.
Two American scientists are lost in the swirling maze of past and future ages during the first experiments on America's greatest and most secret project, the Time Tunnel.
Dr. Sean David Morton and even Stephen Travesty
now tumble helplessly toward a new fantastic adventure somewhere along the infinite corridors of time.
Hurry, they're dying! Accelerating power!
Two men tumbling helplessly through time. Their lives at the mercy of the events of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
We do this, you realize we may never regain contact with any of them again.
Switch them.
Now the Sean and even Steven
must rely on their colleagues and friends to find them and bring them home.
And welcome back to Strange Universe Radio. It's the Sean with, of course, my trusty sidekick and companion, even Steven Travesty. Once again, if you want to dial in to listen, there's all kinds of ways to talk to us. TuneIn is the application that we're on now. TuneIn is the name of it. It's gigantic, ginormous. It's Godzilla-like and it's omnipresence. But TuneIn is an app. You can also go to freedomslips.com and they have an app as well. And if you want to call us on the radio, it is 347-688-2902, 347-688-2902, 347-688-2902. If you have a comment, a question, an announcement, a pinning, an engagement, a bizarre paranoid fantasy you wish to foist upon the rest of reality, or you just want to tell us how aluminum foil makes a really cool hat and it looks really neat on you and your cat, you can Skype in at Freedom Screen is the name of it. And if you want to just listen in on the telephone, our new number to just listen in, not talk or do anything other than just listen, because you know what I think. Women should be obscene and not heard. 712-432-6958. That's 712-432-6958. Okay, so vitamin C. If you're going to take vitamin C, you take vitamin C to bowel tolerance levels, which means you take 4,000 or 5,000, maybe 6,000 units of vitamin C. And just up until you start getting the runs, and then you back off on it, because vitamin C doesn't build up in your body, but it acts as a sponge and absorbs it when it needs it and then flushes it out when it doesn't. So that's number one. Number two, always eat some kind of citrus along with the vitamin C. In other words, tangerines are great. Tangerellos are particularly good. Oranges are fantastic. If you're actually blending it in a juice, it's always good to if you've got one of those super pro mix blenders, those Mixmaster blenders. I don't know what the one I have is. It's one of those, I don't know, it's one of those, you know, new from Norelco or whatever it is. But I usually just put the peel in with it, and because the peel actually has the most vitamin C, and I just grind it all up and put it in a juice drink. But I'm always eating the citrus, the grapefruit or the orange or the tangerine or whatever when you're doing the C, because the fruit itself has the various bioflavonoids and various carrier minerals in it that will actually allow the vitamin C to further affect your cells on a cellular level. There's a couple of other interesting tricks out there as well that you can look up if you're interested in this at all, or you're taking any sort of notes on this stuff. But before bed, and this is a great thing, the Japanese swear by this. And this is something for you ladies, and we actually have a huge female audience on Strange Universe, probably just because Steve and I are just such amazingly sexy, manly men. And, you know, hey, I've got, I told you, I just, in order for me to be really cool in the 21st century, in the teens, I need a stripper sleeping on my couch. I've got a redheaded wife. I need a cool black friend. And a lead guitarist named Steve. So, you know, during the solo, I can go, come on, Steve. No matter what solo, a lead guitarist or a saxophone player named Steve. One of those two. And I can be a blues brother or I can be a Def Leppard. Come on, Steve. So, one way or another. So, anyway, so that's the, so that's, and again, I'm not even sure what virus I had. I'm not sure if it was a virus. I don't know if it was bacteria. As I'm sure you know, viruses aren't really affected by, they're not affected by antibiotics. But anyway, so I'm just saying, as treatments for this, what I used myself for all of this, and the other thing that I do right before bedtime is they sell this at all the health food stores. If you don't know how to use it, it really comes in handy. And this is once again a fantastic beauty secret for you ladies, and you know, for guys that. It just makes your skin look fantastic, and it helps the cartilage, it helps all the tissue, it helps everything in your entire body. But it's called collagen powder 1 and 3, and it's combined into one thing, but it's called collagen 1 and 3. And before you go to bed at night, if you have any problems sleeping, like most people do now, you take any kind of milk substance. You can use almond milk, you can use rice milk, you can use, you know, milk, but any kind of milky substance. And I usually take a little bit of honey or a little bit of maple syrup. And this is the one other thing, too. Maple syrup is fantastically good for your lungs. So the first thing I did when I started getting this bad lung congestion is I made sure that I sweetened everything with boiled maple syrup, and try to take maple syrup. Just try to take low grade. You don't want grade A or double A. You want the lower grade stuff. You want the stuff that's not processed. But maple syrup is fantastic for the lungs and for clearing stuff out of the lungs. So hey, when was the last time you saw a Canadian with a cold? But maple syrup is great. And right before you go to bed, you take 2 scoops of collagen powder and put it in, like I said, any kind of milk drink. You usually take like maybe a cup, half a cup, and it'll foam up the milk like a milkshake. And then I put maple syrup in there as well just to make it a little bit sweeter. It doesn't taste bad. It just tastes like powdered milk sort of. But you drink this before you go to bed, and it makes you sleep like a baby. So you'll sleep straight through the night. And number two, it's one of the best things ever for your skin, from the inside out, for the cartilage and your skin and for your knees and for everything. So and there's 2 other kind of arcane things out there, if you want them or you want to get them, just for a general health use. There is a technology coming out of Yugoslavia, obviously, well, former Yugoslavia, I guess it's like Czech Republic now. But it's called carbon-60, and carbon-60 is the chemical name for what's also known as Buckminster fullerene. Buckminster Fuller, of course, was a very famous mathematician and physicist, really. Who had an amazing story to his life. I mean, here's Buckminster Fuller, who was going to commit suicide. He was going to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, and before he did this, he said, "You know, I am at the complete bottom. I have nothing to offer. I'm at the lowest point of my life. I'm going to end my life. The world is going to be without me forever from this point on." And he said, "I'm going to make a vow to myself. I'm going to give myself a year, and I want to see what a completely and utterly useless human being can contribute to the world." It was Buckminster Fuller, and Fuller came back, and he, of course, invented the Buckyball, and the geodesic dome. He came up with all kinds of new discoveries about pi and the radius of circles, and he was an amazing, stunningly amazing guy. So one of the things that they've now done is that in nanotechnology, they've now developed. And if you know what a buckyball is basically an interwoven or interlocked group of pentagrams. Basically, it's a five-sided pentagram. That's considering we're having some guy worships the devil on tomorrow. And in this, you interlock these together, and you realize that this was a base structure of the universe. This five-pointed star was a base structure of the universe. He began linking these things together, and he found that if you put it into a dome or a bubble, if you will, that it makes an amazingly strong structure that will actually withstand tornadoes, hurricanes. I saw a debris field from Oklahoma where it had wiped out, like, I don't know, a square mile of buildings, and the only thing that was left standing was a dome structure because the wind had actually gone around the dome. So what they've done with this is they've taken it down to a chemical, and they've created nanotechnology that is actually little buckyballs, and it's called carbon-60. And Buckminster fullerene is now they've suspended it in an olive oil solution, and they started giving this stuff to mice in as I said, in the Czech Republic. And relative to a mouse's lifespan, then relative to a human being, the mice were actually living a relative lifespan of between 400 and 500 years relative to humans, but in mice. And the mice were living so long in this study that they sadly, and this is made me kind of hate the scientists, but they had to actually kill the mice because the mice just simply outlived the study. So anyway, this stuff is called C60. I can't give you a website on it because I don't know it right off the top of my head. But it's called C60, and it's called Buckminster Fullerene is the name of it. And, you take some of this stuff every day. And look at me. I'm 87 years old, and here's my 36-year-old Palestinian girlfriend. So as Bernie Goldstein once said. One other product as well that is pretty amazing, and I've been trying to get this guy to advertise on my show because I'm such a – I'm such a huge fan of this product, but the guy's name is Bill Sardi, and I'll give him a plug anyway, just because this has nothing to do with my flu, but it's, Just has to do with in general stuff. If you're having problems with your eyesight, or, and I didn't want this to turn into like some kind of medical, this, and by the way, this is all stuff that I use. This is all stuff that I pay for. This is not promoted by any kind of sponsor or anything like that. But this stuff's amazing. And they used to use it at Veterans Administration hospitals. And they would use this particular product to help veterans get their eyesight back. And the problem was, is it was costing them money because the optometrists and the people with that fitted the veterans for glasses and all that were getting angry at the fact that this stuff was working, and it was returning the eyesight to I mean, I'm not talking about dead blind, but it was returning the eyesight to a lot of these veterans. And anyway, the product is called Longevinex. That's long G. That's long L O N G. Evenex, E-V-I-N-E-X. That's Longevinex. And once again, the I can give you some websites. If you want some websites and you're listening to the show, you want to get a pencil and piece of paper, okay, go ahead. There we go. Dun, 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 dun. All right, so Longevinex is the name of the product. And you can look it up online, Longevinex. And the stuff you want is called, it's put out by Longevinex, but it's called Advantage. And you want to get the Advanced Advantage. And you can actually contact, there's an email, you can contact Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A, that's Diana with two N's, at longevinex.com. And I don't know if this is a home number or this is a work, I don't want to give out a number. I'll double check the number again tomorrow because I'm not sure if this is like a home number or business number for them. But, okay, so anyway, Longevinex is the name of the product. Advantage is the stuff that you want. And you can contact Diana at longevinex.com. And the product they put out is called Advantage. And I swear by this stuff. I mean, it's just I notice the difference every day if I don't take it. But your eyesight will start to improve. And this is what I've noticed. I can't make any guarantees for it. I have noticed in, as a personal testimonial that my eyesight has improved remarkably. And if I don't take it, I do notice it. But you can email Diana at longevinex.com for information. I'm sure their website, I think, is longevinex.com. And I've got one other thing here for you as well. If you want to get the Buckminster Fullerene, it's www.carbon60oliveoil.com. Carbon60oliveoil.com. And it comes in a dropper bottle, and the carbon 60 and olive oil, and that's something else. As far as my cold goes, once again, I did take the penicillin. Wasn't sure if the penicillin actually actually worked for the virus or not, but started slamming the vitamin C. Started taking the ProBoost as well, the vitamin C with the ProBoost and the oscillin at the same time. And instead of this lung thing lasting for months like it did the last time, it blew it out. I still had a fever about 2 days later, but it blew out the lung stuff. And I started doing the maple syrup, taking a lot of maple syrup with the citrus, and it was. Although one other thing I threw in there as well is that Okay, yeah, here's the phone number for Longevinex. It is longevinex.com, and the phone number is 866-405, like the freeway, 4000. Let me put that in here, actually. I'll put that. Thanks. All right. Hold on. I got to put it in my own record. So it's 866-405, like the freeway, 4000. And actually, if you just if you tell them you just heard it, tell them you heard it from me. Maybe I get them as an advertiser. You know, we have all these listeners, and I mean we're rocking. It'll always be the original 47 people. So, but we're rocking. I think on average something like 750,000 a day, and on high days actually we've actually gone as high as like I think 1.4 million or so people out there listening to the program, which does make us one of the number one talk shows. If not the number one talk show on the internet. Okay, so 866-405-4000 is Longevinex. Once again, it's longevinex.com is the website. Buckminster Fullerene, which is just amazing stuff. This is for life extension as well. What it actually does is that it gets into the DNA, and it actually re-ravels the DNA. And that's the whole trick, is that when you're born, you have 23 base pairs per turn of DNA. By the time you hit 50... You have six. And with women, it's even worse. By the time you're past your childbearing years, which is about 40 or so, I'm not saying, you know, nothing prejudicial, but 40 to 45, nature tries to kill you sooner. And, you know, men can actually breed probably into their 70s. So, although it's very strange because men do die. Men die before women, probably because they want to. Why are divorces so expensive? Because they're worth it. Oh, okay, never mind. Anyway, I'm sorry. It's old, you know, Borscht Belt humor there. But anyway, carbon60oliveoil.com. And once again, the flu stuff is get the ProBoost. ProBoost, I don't know if you get your hands on some penicillin, take that as well. And I get the emergency. I usually do 3 packs of emergency and grapefruit juice. And and the one other thing too is that you can also get the acai concentrate as well. That's some great stuff. All right, so that's health secrets. I guess that'll come under health secrets for today. But and once again, the collagen 1 and 3 powder that you get, put that in milk and take 2 scoops of that before you go to bed every night, and you will feel the difference. You'll sleep like a baby. You'll notice a difference in your skin probably in about 2 weeks or so. And of course, you know, one of the things too I want to promote as well always is the nuclear receptors, and the super receptors. And the RNA DNA projectors from Pyridine are absolutely amazing. You can't operate in modern society swimming through the sea of electromagnetic pollutions that we swim through without a nuclear receptor. You just can't do it. And take a look at Pyridine.com as well. Pyrdyne. Sorry, because she spells it with a Y, so that's why I always pause. Pyrdyne.com. And Fred always used to say that the nuclear receptor itself was scientifically designed to interact with all of his vitamin and mineral compounds as well. So it works on a nanotechnology level, but then it functions on a higher frequency that brings in the prana, or the breath of life, if you will, directly into the cell and protects the cell. And there's just nothing like the design of the nuclear receptor to put you in tune with all time and all space. It's stupendous. All right. I'm not sure if I think we have time to read this now. So there you go. There's my health stuff. So once again, number one, nuclear receptor, Pyridine.com. Number two, ProBoost. Amazing, amazing stuff. You should be taking this stuff probably every day. It's a little expensive. It's about $40 a box, I think. But it's so worth it, especially doubling up on the stuff when you feel sick. I carry it around with me. And when I have friends who are not feeling well, I give them a packet of the ProBoost, and I give them some emergency, and they're good to go. The acai concentrate is great to kind of squirt into whatever it is you're using. And the Longevinex, which the Advantage Longevinex, the B complex program of that, and the Carbon 60, the Buckminster Fullerene. And look at me, I'm 87 years old, and I've got a young little honey back there. You know, so yeah, so my wife is just barely 18, so there it is. All right, Benjamin Fulford, the G20 meeting was a total defeat for the cabal, for Bush and Cohen crime families all on the run. Good for us. Yay. I always like reading Ben's stuff because he's usually has something positive to say. I don't know if it's all made up or not. It's always something, some good news. According to Ben Fulford, the G20 meeting that just ended in Australia was a total defeat for the cabal and its agenda, multiple sources say. The cabal tried to use the Ukraine as an excuse to start war against Russia, as a way to rebuild Western economies and keep itself in power. However, instead, the French, the British, and the Germans abandoned the cabal-controlled Americans and joined with the vast majority of the planet to support a BRICS-led, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and actually I think Indonesia's in there as well, and I think Iran is trying to join as well, but led an initiative for a new Marshall Plan for the planet. The attempts to inflame the sentiments for war using the Ukraine and ISIS have gone nowhere with most world leaders. Now, the BRICS and APEC summits, they all ended up focusing on stopping tax evasion by multinational corporations, increasing resources for fighting poverty, and ending environmental destruction. Furthermore, the U.S. military has been in a state of shock and demoralization after a top-of-the-line Aegis-class warship was turned into a crippled sitting duck in the Black Sea earlier this year, according to French and other reports. As a Russian general explained, quote, the more complicated an electronic system is, the easier it is to interfere with it. The obvious implication here is that much of the U.S. military's highly computerized military equipment can all be very simply electronically scrambled, making it no more dangerous than a floating refrigerator. It is as if the Arthur C. Clarke 1951 science fiction story Superiority, about an army that lost because of its reliance on untested high-tech equipment, has all come true. That story used to be mandatory reading, by the way, for U.S. military officers. In any case, the Russians and others are saying that when the Russian Navy stationed a fleet near the G20 meeting in Australia, the Americans were too scared to send their own fleet to respond. Not only that, but detailed evidence was presented to world leaders showing that the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 and the Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 incidents were nuclear blackmail carried out by the Bush and Cohen crime families of Florida, P2 Freemason Lodge, and Pentagon sources all say. The Pentagon has reacted to these revelations by carrying yet another restructuring of its nuclear forces in order to stop any more Bush-Cohen nuclear terror. According to the P2 Lodge, the United States is now run by 7 crime families. Of these families, it is the Bush and Cohen families that are now standing between the people of the world and freedom, the P2 Lodge source has said. Now, the British Cohen hardline faction, I have no idea who makes up the Cohen faction, by the way. This is Ben Fulford talking now. I don't know who they are. But the hardline faction in the cabal has now been reduced to a few slaves, like Prime Minister Abe of Japan, Abbott of Australia, and to this writer's deep regret, Harper of Canada. Now, Abe returned to Japan only to find a mutiny against him inside the ruling Liberal Democratic and Kimito parties, according to Japanese right-wing sources. The anti-Abe faction has been leaking news of a planned general election in December, while Abe himself has been fighting tooth and nail to prevent that from happening, they say. Now, the ruling coalition is split between two large factions, and the pro-Abe faction is losing support fast. Now, the latest economic numbers showing that Japan's economy shrank at an annualized 1.6% in July to September this quarter. This means that Japan is officially in recession, and Abenomics has been a complete failure. In fact, Abenomics has been nothing more than whole-scale looting of Japan's pensions and other financial assets aimed at supporting the cabal in the U.S. And if Abe is removed, then it is game over for the Bush-Cohen-Nazionist faction. And that is why there is expected to be heavy-duty infighting in Japan over the coming weeks. It is also interesting to note that a senior Mossad official was sent to Tokyo last week to meet with a White Dragon Society representative. And this official has been completely out of contact since the March 11th, 2011 tsunami and nuclear terror attack against Japan. It was immediately after this terror attack that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu phoned Prime Minister Naoto Kan to demand that Japan hand over all of its holdings in U.S. treasuries. And if he did not, Netanyahu threatened to destroy all of Japan's nuclear reactors. Kan duly handed the treasury certificates over, and I guess the cabal thought they'd emerge victorious. All right, we'll be back with the rest of Benjamin Fulford and all kinds of good stuff, too, on Strange Universe Radio. We are the number one talk radio show on the internet, which makes us number one in the world. And with great power comes, the ability to come anything, do anything you want. We'll be back after this.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Enjoy your
extra big-ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another
extra big-ass fries?
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
No, no.
I'm sorry you're
having
trouble.
Come on. My kids are starving.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, but above all, we believe in freedom of existence through self-reliance. This station is 100% listener-supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer, long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So if food prices go crazy, The shit hits the fan, or if you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the homepage at freedomslips.com. Don't be a statistic. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. We need, as humans, to start taking care of ourselves and not depending on the megacorps to provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents and the offline home canning how to do everything website all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps and freedom is one seed that needs to be planted.
What we do in life, it goes in eternity.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Sands of Time, an epic story spanning 40 years in the life of Dr. Ted Humphrey and his involvement with time travel,
Area 51,
the Dulce Missile,
the Montauk Project,
the Shadow Government,
and Dr. Humphrey's meteoric rise to become head of an all-powerful global organization engaged in a desperate race against time to save our world. At 17, Ted's father, a brilliant government scientist, disappears, and Ted makes it his life's mission to discover his father's fate. This leads to him being drafted into beyond top-secret projects, making the most valuable machine ever built, a device that can move through space and time. As time tech is developed, Ted is taken inside an elite, clandestine group of men dedicated to hiding a deadly truth that forces from beyond the stars could lead to Earth's destruction. Ted gets guidance from people further down and outside the time stream, never knowing who he can trust, while still seeking to solve his father's disappearance. Sands of Time is truly remarkable, a rare look behind the curtain of the black world of super technology, and shows us, once again, that all we have come to accept as reality is wrong.
And now, for the very first time, Sands of Time, Volume 1, is now available in paperback for only $25. Read the book that Amazon ranked 5 stars. Also, in ebook and dynamic voice spoken word audio, all at Amazon or StrangeUniverseRadio.com.
Read this book and never be the same.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight's always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
My name is Megan
Bell. My father, Dr. Fred Bell, was one of the greatest scientific minds of this age. He was a prolific writer, inventor, and extraterrestrial contactee. When my father tragically passed away, many thought that his incredible scientific work would be lost forever. But I have picked up the torch and reignited his Promethean flame. We now bring you the all-new Pyridyn, based on the powerful fields created by pyramids and hyper-advanced Pleiadian and Andromedan technology. We offer jewelry, pendants, and scalar wave-based pyramid systems that bring protection from all the dangerous, harmful fields and energies that modern civilization bombards us with every day. All this combined with a line of vitamins and nutrient formulas that bring you raised levels of health, awareness, and closer to the ascension frequency of our new age. I joyfully invite you to join us on our website and find out more information for yourself.
A whole new world of power, health, and awareness is only a click away. Check out the remarkable devices and systems at Pyridyn.com. That's Pyridyne.
To our listeners, Revolution Radio is you. Thanks to your continuous support and participation, Revolution Radio will embark on
in its fifth year. Woohoo!
Bigger and better than ever. You, the listeners, have made Revolution Radio what it is. The number one commercial-free talk radio station on the web with nearly 24 hours of live programming, delivering directly to you the most cutting-edge information available. You, the listeners, have become some of our most popular radio hosts. You, the listeners, offer feedback that molds our programming to appeal to a worldwide audience. You, the listener, provide eyes on the ground, reporting about newsworthy events in your area, and you, the listener, are the lifeblood of this station. We love you, and thank you for being a treasured member of our Revolution Radio family. From all of us to all of you, have a happy and safe holiday season, and let's make this new year a success once again together. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
On the go? Still want to listen? Don't have one of those fancy phones with too many buttons? Don't know what an app is? Or you don't even care? Well, we got you here at Revolution Radio. Now you can dial in 24-7 to listen to our shows. We have a number for Studio A and Studio B, and best of all, it's free. Don't forget, your carrier charges for your cell phone provider may apply, though, so check with your cell provider to make sure. So ready? Here you go. Get a pen. Here's the number. Studio A is 712-432-6958, and Studio B is 716-748-0112. Thank you very much for listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station in the world.
This is Lorian Fenton from the Fenton Perspective. You're listening to Revolution Radio, and now we take you back to Strange Universe with your host, Sean David Morton.
There we go. A day without Tom Petty is like a day without, I don't know, orange juice, sunshine, whatever. Come on, Tom Petty. And the Heartbreakers. Never done a bad song. Maybe with the Wilburys, a couple of clankers, but and maybe by himself, but not with the Heartbreakers. That's the greatest band in the land. There you go. Tom Petty. It's good for you. Another a fellow Libra. There you go. All right. So once again, this is of interest. Let me finish off the rest of what Benjamin Fulford has to say. You know, Ben has the pedigree. He's got the pedigree. He's got the juice. He was used to direct the Asian economic desk for Forbes magazine. His father was an ambassador. He's a well-traveled guy that's out there actually meeting and he's not just talking the talk. He's walking the walk. He's a person that's out there that gets firsthand information. He's not something that hears things second or third hand and then just, you know, opines on it. So, so once again, he says that, that just to backtrack a little bit, that a senior Mossad official was sent to Tokyo last week to meet with the White Dragon Society representative. The official has been completely out of contact since the March 11, 2011 tsunami and nuclear terror attack, which I read the last time. It was immediately after this attack that Benjamin Netanyahu phoned Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan and to demand that Japan hand over all of its treasury holdings, U.S. treasury holdings. And if he did not, then Netanyahu threatened to destroy all of Japan's nuclear reactors. Kan duly handed the treasury certificates over, and I guess the cabal thought they had emerged victorious. They were wrong. The Mossad agent was told that Netanyahu and the other individuals responsible for that attack would face criminal prosecution. He was also told that there was going to be no pogrom, but that the highly brainwashed section of the Jewish population would have to be re-educated based on actual historical fact. Good luck with that. The fact is that Hebrew and Yiddish are Germanic languages from Central Europe, not Middle Eastern languages. I disagree with that. Yiddish is specifically a Germanic language, not Hebrew. The only people in the ancient Middle East who spoke an Indo-European language were the Hyksos, who worship a goat-faced being with a forked tail, and that is the image we now associate with Satan. The people of Judea, whose story the Torah tells, spoke Aramaic. This is actually true. The Hyksos invaded and ruled Egypt for a while, and when they were kicked out, they took a bunch of Egyptian slaves with them. The implication here, of course, is that for millennia, Jews have been unwitting slaves of a Satan-worshipping ancient Hyksos cult. The Mossad agent was told that once the Jews learned this, they would finally be freed from millennia of slavery. Again, good luck with that. The Mossad agent, because Jewish people are so easy to convince. They're not stubborn or didactic at all. The Mossad agent also asked why U.S. President Barack Obama was so anti-Israel. He was told Obama was just a spokesperson for the U.S. military. It was explained to him that the U.S. military was angry about such things as 9/11 and the USS Liberty incident. Okay, USS Liberty, I can understand. 9/11, okay, the Israelis might have known it. They might have been in on it, but there is no way that the Israelis could have controlled the actual effect, if you will. It's impossible. So anyway, now they have Wikipedia.org on the USS Liberty. Yes, the USS USS Liberty was attacked by Israel because it had information about the possibility of Israel using nuclear weapons against Egypt during the 1967 war. The Hyksos Satanist factions are now being purged both in England and from the Vatican, according to multiple sources. Pope Francis has now removed thousands of pedophile priests from the Vatican, cleaned up the Vatican Bank, and has otherwise ended their influence on that organization. Well, there's another thing that I agree with Benjamin. That's, I think Pope Francis is doing a great job. I think that he's done stunning things. And the only reason he's not dead is because he's a Jesuit. And he's got the Jesuits doing, you know, he's got the Secretary General, because he is a general of an army, basically doing all the dirty work for him. In England, stories that used to be on the far fringe of so-called conspiracy theory are now appearing regularly in newspapers and even on the BBC News. The stories talk about a pedophile ring filled with high-ranking political, military, and other figures killing and raping young boys. He's got two links here that go to Was Westminster Block Flat Scene of Sex Parties? And from the Telegraph, Tory MP murdered boy at orgy, abuse victim claims. Scotland Yard is now investigating, and mass arrests are expected MI5 officials say. When the same sorts of incidents are prosecuted inside the United States and the rest of the EU, then the horror perpetrated by these cultists will finally come to an end. On a final note, this writer was offered first-class tickets to go to the UK and testify in the Michael Shrimpton trial about nuclear terror threats to the 2012 London Olympics. However, I was warned in a phone call from London that the trial might be a trap set by Tony Blair and other Bush minions in the UK. So there he is. And actually, one other thing, too, just to show you that the that things are unraveling for these people. Let me see if I get this here. Sorry. Without disconnecting myself. Because that happens frequently. Ah, here we go. okay, here we go. Yeah, okay. I've been wanting to read the story for a while. I'm sorry if it's a little dated, but we got busy last week, and then I was sick and I was out, so we got to get caught up. But apparently the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, does he listen to Strange Universe Radio? Okay, probably not. But what he says is Ali Khamenei told the Iranian press that, and they said this morning, but this is a dateline of, this is back a ways, my goodness. Okay, so it's November 10th. No, it's not back that far. So 10 November is that he told them that that the leader of ISIS was an Israeli Mossad agent, a claim supported by documents recently revealed by former employee at U.S. National Security Agency, NSA, Edward Snowden. Now, if you remember, I told you at the get-go that the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Big Bad Voodoo Baghdadi, okay, not his real name, but Baghdadi, that he was a guy by the name of Simon Shimon. You know, the guy that Michael Jackson was always singing about? Shimon? Who was Shimon? Anyway, I think he was setting us up years in advance as some kind of mind control proxy to have us accept this guy. But asked by journalists this morning about the strategy, once again, this is November 10th, Iran should take the fight to the ISIS menace in case it came closer to the borders. The supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran described how the destruction of ISIS forces alone would not resolve the conflict, but that the Zionist regime of Israel had to be destroyed as well, being at the root cause of the problem, he said. Now, the supreme leader of Iran based his claims on recently revealed documents from former National Security Agency employee Edward Snowden, which attest that the British and American intelligence and Mossad worked together to create the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. It's kind of interesting that it's ISIS because, number one, ISIS is, well, it's Sisi spelled backwards, and that's the name of the leader of Egypt now, General Sisi. And it's also what the CIA calls the Mossad, which is the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. They called them ISIS. But they work together to create a terrorist network that is able to attract all extremists of the world into one place using a strategy they called the Hornet's Nest. And in response to journalists' questions about a long-term plan for the destruction of ISIS forces, Ayatollah al-Khamenei has outlined a 9-step plan to eliminate, in quotes, Israel, the true, quote, master behind the ISIS puppet, unquote, that he posted on his official Twitter account. Wait a minute. The supreme leader of Iran has a Twitter account? Well, God, what is that? I don't know how are all these Arab terrorist guys all linked together by Facebook? Is there a website you go to for Arab terrorists? Is it .. .com?
You know what the absurd thing is that I saw that first on CNN. It's like, wait a minute, CNN's going to try and pick a fight with Iran because of a tweet?
Yeah, because of a tweet. He said the only solution for the protection of the Jewish state is to create an enemy near its borders, Khamenei told journalists. And according to documents released by Edward Snowden, ISIS leader and cleric Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi took intensive military training for a whole year in the hands of the Mossad, besides courses in theology and the art of speech. And as well, he was extensively photographed with John Insane and the Membrane McCain. So once again, the Iranians are apparently listening to either this radio show or, you know, what I have to say, or certainly looking in the looking at alternative media. Okay, speaking of alternative media, since we've already done all right, Alfred Weber is an interesting and controversial sort of character. He's just interesting. But Alfred Weber has what he calls a positive timeline, bricks, money, Putin, and the omniverse. And he's got some analysis here. He's got a lot of stuff here on Nostradamus. And because I myself have been an expert, well, I am an expert on Nostradamus. I know more about Nostradamus than anybody. I worked on a documentary about Nostradamus. I wrote a documentary about him for the 500-year anniversary of his birth. I've analyzed a ton of Nostradamus quatrains. I used to have a gentleman named Robert Egan, who used to write a section for my Delphi Associates newsletter, which we hope to maybe resurrect someday on the web. I think that might be a way to do it, but it was so much work. Oh my God, it was so much work. And, you know, including predicting, using Nostradamus quatrains to predict things like the outcome of the O.J. Simpson trial, where we said that he would, that a glove would come into play, and that by his, that because he's black, he would be free, and you know, all that stuff. So anyway, so here's Alfred Weber, and an article he wrote called "An Exercise in the Socratic Method and the Positive Timeline." Is Putin a savior or deceiver, and why does it matter? So here, Alfred LeBremont Weber, LeBremont, that's his middle name. Wow. Mine's just David LeBremont. Proposition for open discussion. The working hypothesis is to see if Vladimir Putin is the third Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus, who predicted Napoleon as the second Antichrist. Well, he also predicted Hitler, actually, as the third Antichrist. Definition of Antichrist is very loose. It could also be an Antichriste, or predecessor of Christ. The archetype seems to be the militaristic conqueror reformer, i.e. a modern-day Napoleon. Now, why does it matter? Because in 2008, Obama was seen as a savior to many, and now he is playing the universal deceiver loser to Putin's universal savior. However, this may be a dialectic if Obama is a long-term Russian project to bring down and destroy the American Republic, for which there is ample evidence. I'm not so sure it's the Russians that are destroying it. I would say it would quite possibly be the Saudi Arabians. There's certainly a link there. In this sense, Putin, the savior, is Obama loser's handler under the long-term Russian project to bring down America. Hence, Putin, not Obama, may be Nostradamus' third Antichrist. Okay, this I got to hear. What about the positive timeline? He says the equation of a positive future is positive future equals positive timeline plus unity consciousness. Unity consciousness is we are one. Duality consciousness is I win, you lose. Creating a positive future requires allowing unity conscious leaders to come into power and rejecting leaders in duality consciousness. Thus, it is important to examine if Putin is in unity or duality consciousness, if he is a deep deceiver or a real savior. And by the way, I don't think I agree with that statement. I don't think there is anything wrong with somebody being proud of their race, their creed, their religion, their nation, just so long as, I mean, diversity is what makes us strong and makes us powerful. So background, Eureka and Bingo moment. This is why Pope Francis is now moving behind bricks and supporting Putin. Putin equals third Antichrist. Pope Bergoglio, false prophet. Putin equals Obama, Satoru's handler, see coming attractions, eschew Putinism, and beware the false flag ET invasion. All right, this is where it gets a little weird. Nostradamus prophecies for 2014, 2015 to 2020. Rise of the third Antichrist, 666 in Russia. UFO alien invasion, including the rise of the Antichrist President Vladimir Putin of Russia. Alien UFO invasion of Earth and modification of human DNA for immortality. French prophet Nostradamus visions of the future. Okay, after studying Nostradamus for years, I've never seen any of those things. Napoleon was the second Antichrist in Nostradamus predictions. Putin fits in that militaristic reformer mold. Look at the Napoleonic Code. The British hate Napoleon and Putin. Putin is the third Antichrist. All right? I don't know how that applies. Alfred Weber, from a different perspective, Putin is Obama's handler in a long-term Soviet strategy that has shredded the American Republic and is taking it down around your head and shoulders as we write. Putin and Russia is continuing a long-term war of aggression and destruction of America now through its handily Obama-Satoru. And actually, there's nothing really that supports that statement, but whatever. okay, I don't know what I... No, I'm sorry. I'm going to abandon the story because I'm okay. Well, let me see what else I can make of this here. All right, you've got Russia Today, which is Putin's TV network, the largest in the world, and canceled Kevin Arnett's interview that could have revealed Pope Francis's ninth circle of ritual sacrifice and rapes with the statement, "Anyone that believes the Pope does these things is crazy." That is New World Order speak. Kevin Arnett would have blown the cover on the Putin Pope NWO Alliance and Third Antichrist false prophet as our typical upper theater social roles their intel units are aware of. Communism in the Soviet Union was a Vatican and Jesuit invention. Okay. Not sure how much. It doesn't make any sense. Hold on. There's no proof of this anywhere of anything he's saying. All right. And it's just so disconnected with different links and everything else. No. All right. Napoleon. Okay. I'm sorry. This is just, it's like, I'm inside a mirror maze of the guy of a complete madman where they're saying that Putin is handling Obama, one of the greatest educators of Socrates, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm sorry. I'm done with this. I'm sorry for wasting your time. That is, it's unprofessional of me, and I should have checked out that story earlier. Now, let's get back to something fun. Now, here's a strange universe story for you. Walking on water isn't easy, and not too many people have the ability to walk on water. Well, unless you water ski and you have a really fast boat. But let's see. There's Jesus, and, well, that's about it. And we'll talk about somebody who tried to walk on water and what happened to him. Sean David Morton, my invisible friend, is way better than your invisible friend, and he'll prove it to you after this.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Revolution, Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drink themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out.
Not me.
Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Would be an amazing year of consciousness, revelation, and ascension for us all. Hi, this is Megan Bell. We at Paradigm are here to help you achieve all the goals that you have set for yourself and achieve the happiness and prosperity that you so richly deserve. That is why we are announcing a historic sale on all of our amazing jewelry, specifically the Revolutionary Super Receptor Medallion. At Paradigm, we fine-tune the device to your personal frequency, choosing from 24 precious gemstones to bring your body into maximum harmony. Invented by my late contactee father, Dr. Fred Bell, this incredible ET technology is reputed to raise our vibrations, protecting and defending our bodies from the sea of EMF and radiation that we now swim in every day, activating your energy to its ultimate potential. See how this remarkable technology can help you, now at sale prices that you cannot afford to miss. Paradigm.com. Technology from the future for all of us.
A whole new world of power, health, and awareness is only a click away. Check out the remarkable devices and systems at Paradigm.com. That's Pyradyne.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
On the go? Still want to listen? Don't have one of those fancy phones with too many buttons? Don't know what an app is? Or you don't even care?
Well, we got you here at Revolution Radio. Now you can dial in 24-7 to listen to our shows. We have a number for Studio A and Studio B, and best of all, it's free. Don't forget, your carrier charges for your cell phone provider may apply, though, so check with your cell provider to make sure. So ready? Here you go. Get a pen. Here's the number. Studio A is 712-432-6958. And Studio B is 716-748-0112. Thank you very much for listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station in the world.
Time, an epic story spanning 40 years in the life of Dr. Ted Humphrey and his involvement with time travel, Area 51,
the Dulcan Missile,
the Montauk Project,
the Shadow Government,
and Dr. Humphrey's meteoric rise to become head of an all-powerful global organization engaged in a desperate race against time to save our world. At 17, Ted's father, a brilliant government scientist, disappears, and Ted makes it his life's mission to discover his father's fate. This leads to him being drafted into beyond top-secret projects, making the most valuable machine ever built, a device that can move through space and time. As time tech is developed, Ted is taken inside an elite, clandestine group of men dedicated to hiding a deadly truth that forces from beyond the stars could lead to Earth's destruction. Ted gets guidance from people further down and outside the time stream, never knowing who he can trust, while still seeking to solve his father's disappearance. Sands of Time is truly remarkable, a rare look behind the curtain of the black world of super technology, and shows us, once again, that all we have come to accept as reality is wrong.
And now, for the very first time, Sands of Time, Volume 1, is now available in paperback for only $25. Read the book that Amazon ranked 5 stars. Also, in ebook and dynamic voice spoken word audio, all at Amazon or StrangeUniverseRadio.com.
Read this book and never be the same.
This is JP from Journeys with JP. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now back to Sean David Morton with Strange Universe.
City and I'll lead a dangerous life. I've got a dangerous car, goes dangerous speeds, and a very hazardous wife. I got 16 or 17 dangerous girlfriends, not counting one or two. Look out, kid, you don't want to get hit. I'm dangerous for you. Better look out. I'm dangerous, head to toe. I've got a dangerous mind and a dangerous body. God knows I've got a dangerous nose. I've been warned by the Board of Imcrit. I've been condemned by the Board of Health. I'm going to keep a mirror inside my house because I even scare myself. You better look out.
David Bromberg, Hal Lady of Plato, one of the greatest blues, jazz, rockabilly, country albums by a Jewish guy you'll ever want to hear. Anyway, David Bromberg. Check out David Bromberg. How Lady of Plato is one of the greatest albums of all time. It's a double album, so there you go. On Strange Universe. I just grew up being a big fan of David Bromberg. He just disappeared for about 17 years, and now he's back. He's back touring, but fantastic body of work. He just never really caught on, I guess, just because, again, he did like country bluegrass sort of hillbilly music, and he's just this really frightening-looking, messed up, like New York-looking Jew, you know, this big curly Jufro hair and, you know, doing blues music and bluegrass and just crazy talented man. And never seen him in concert. My goal someday is to see David Bromberg in concert somewhere, someplace. So once again, walking on water is not easy and not too many people have the ability. This actually comes from, of course I subscribe to the Ghana News Report. We bring you the most interesting news stories from Ghana because all kinds of interesting stuff happens in Ghana. So not too many people have the ability to walk on water. So let's see. There's Jesus. And all right, that's about it. So one. And again, unless you got a really good boat and a good ski. A Maharaja, mostly. Unfortunately for one pastor on the west coast of Africa, his attempt to become the second man to make this possible, impossible feat a reality, well, it didn't end well. Pastor Frank Kabile, 35, told his congregation that he was capable of reenacting the very miracles of Jesus. He decided to make it clear through a way of demonstration on Gabon's beach in the capital of Libreville. Referencing Matthew 14, 22, and 23, Kabile said that he received a revelation from God, which told him that with enough faith, he could achieve what Jesus could do. Now, according to an eyewitness, Kabile took his congregation out to the beach. He told them that he would cross the Kombo estuary on foot, which is normally a 20-mile boat ride. By the way, even Jesus didn't cross the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee actually is almost exactly, if you've ever been to Lake Tahoe on the California-Nevada border, the Sea of Galilee is almost exactly the same. It's 13 miles wide. It's 26 miles long. They're both very, very similar. And it's also interesting, if you've ever been to Lake Tahoe or the whole Tahoe-Reno area, that most of the entire Bible happens between, about North Shore State Line, which is Brockway, Kings Beach, and Tahoe City. That's the distance primarily between Tiberium, Nazareth, and Capernaum, as an idea. So anyway, sadly, by the second step into the water, Kabile found himself completely submerged, and he never came up. By the way, this is not the first incident of this nature in Africa. At Ibadan Zoo in southwest Nigeria, a self-proclaimed prophet claimed to be able to do what the Daniel of the Bible did by walking into a den full of lions. Now, I always wonder why it's self-proclaimed. You ever notice that whenever the media wants to smear somebody, if somebody else says, hey, that guy's a prophet, can you say, I'm not self-proclaimed? Other people have said I'm a prophet. But they always use self-proclaimed because can't other people just tell if you can tell the future and say, hey, that guy's a prophet? Can other people call you? Could you be an other proclaimed prophet, people claimed prophet? Anyway, so this guy was warned numerous times by the zookeepers. And according to the newspapers, the prophet thought of them as nothing more than enemies of progress. And the prophet, with a crowd of people watching, put on a long red robe and proceeded to enter a cage full of lions. And within seconds of opening the door, the lions ripped the prophet from flesh to bone. And the the strange universe warning on this, the Bible should come with a warning label that says, don't try this at home, kids. So there you go. That's from the that's from Ghana News. All right. Meanwhile, it almost sounds like it's too ridiculous to be true. And this is a story that will make Steve very happy. But a recent tip given to Counter Current News by activists in Sandusky, Ohio, has checked out. Police accountability activists in Sandusky have been hard at work shedding light on Erie County police officers who have a generally totalitarian approach to protesters. Now, while Sandusky and Greater Cleveland cop block chapters have been hard at work exposing police injustices, brutality and abuses of power, a glimpse behind the scenes has revealed that the Erie County police officers have been privately comparing cop block activists to ISIS terrorists. And one example they were able to verify and screen capture is on a police Facebook page is a question that says in big bold letters, ISIS and cop block both advocate violence against law enforcement. Let that sink in for a moment. Support law enforcement. Okay. And, you know, a police officer's integrity is never negotiable. It is the backbone of every law enforcement agency. A department will not be successful unless it has the trust of the people. So they don't like the generalization that all cops are bad, says all cop block fans are right-wing domestic terrorist criminals and illiterate potheads. That's what they've called the cop block people. For that. But, you know, again, they're good cops. And when they start arresting the bad cops, And until they remain the co-conspirators in unconstitutional crime committed by all of them, which also applies to judges and prosecutors, and there's only two kinds of cops in this country, criminal cops and ones who cover up for their criminal behavior of the criminal cops. And they've turned law enforcement into organized crime, and all the RICO statutes should probably be applied. Keep your cameras ready and focused. So, you know, there it is. That's what the police think of you. And once again, not only, and I point out with that statistic and with that particular story, that since 9/11, there's been 10,000 civilians, people here in the United States that have been killed by the police. 10,000. And I've said it once and I'll say it again, the two highest paid civil servant jobs in America should be, and they should start at $120,000 a year, should be police officers and teachers. Why? Because if you start them at that kind of salary, that means you will get the best and the brightest. And we trust police officers with guns, sticks, cages, tasers, all these weapons, and we trust them with the safety of society, which means they should come from the cream of the crop. You should be thrown out of this job for any sort of besmirchment of your record. And teachers, we trust to mold the minds of children, which are the tools that they will use for survival in the future. Whenever you mess with education, and when education turns into socialization, in other words, it's not reading, writing, and arithmetic, but, oh, Martin Luther King and the Holocaust and you know, oh, let's all feel good and let's clean up the planet and let's all pick up trash. It's all stuff your parents are supposed to teach you. The minute you mess with education, it is no different than watching a mother bird pluck out its children's eyes or more importantly, maybe tear off wings of their chicks. That's what Ayn Rand used to talk about. He used to call these people like the gypsies that would kidnap children and then raise them in jars to be misshapen, to be shown as freaks, which pretty much describes all of MTV. So... However, in education, now this is kind of weird. This'll chafe the Ku Klux Klan. New research has found that London's teenagers score higher GCSE results than those in the rest of the country because the capital schools have a higher proportion of pupils from ethnic minority backgrounds. The Bristol University study argues that the diversity of the city's population is a key reason for the high levels of achievement. That's in England, mind you. In England, the majority of their immigrants actually come from India. In India, you get your ass kicked if you don't study. I mean, India now has more 4.0 students than we have children in India. They have more PhDs, apparently, than we have, well, I don't know, children, but then we have something. I'm not sure if it's cops or whatever else. And I'm not sure if you saw the story. I didn't get a chance to read it when it first came out, but I actually heard this on the late night talk shows. That now, for whatever reason, and this is inexplicable to me, but now the Ku Klux Klan is now accepting blacks, Mexicans, Hispanics, and Jews. I don't know if they're accepting gays or not, but they're now accepting all these groups into the Ku Klux Klan, supposedly so we can all band together and, quote, fix America. To which Admiral Akbar replied, "It's a trap!" That's a Star Wars joke. I just think it would be...
No. You have to say, "It's a trap."
It's a trap.
You have to be more at the throat with it.
I can't do it without, because, you know, I've still got the remnants of these cold, but...
Okay, so that's what you got me for.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay, so, and if Admiral Akbar was to run a coffee shop, what would he say? If Admiral...
I want it black? I don't know.
Kind of, yeah. No, if Admiral Akbar actually had a Starbucks, he would yell, "It's a frap!" Right?
It's a frap. Waka waka.
There you go, waka waka. Okay, there we go. Though found all over the world and most prevalent about 2,000 years ago, the countries of Peru and Bolivia feature some of the most fascinating elongated skulls which conventional archaeology does not properly address. Again, conventional archaeology basically says, we don't get it, we don't understand it, it messes with our particular egocentric, xenophobic view of history, therefore it's impossible. Now, there's one from Lake Titicaca in Bolivia. There's an infant skull that shows to have been relatively newborn, yet features a distinctly elongated skull. And how do you get a newborn child with an elongated skull? All these archaeologists are saying, well, they've misshapen and distended the skull. Remember, I was just talking about Ayn Rand and disfiguring children and all that and raising children in jars. She wrote a famous article about it, which was called, I think it was called the Capanoches, I think is what it was. And these were the gypsies that would steal children and raise them in jugs, literally in jars, so that they would be, again, bent and misshapen and horrible freaks so that they could show them in their gypsy sideshow, which, as I said, again, is what most of reality television has become. But most of the archaeologists explain that these people actually wrapped or bent or pressured the skull to make it elongated, supposedly so they would look like the gods, or probably the Indiana Jones movie, Crystal Skulls. But there's infant skulls that are shown, and most academics believe that cranial deformation, which was reasonably common in the Lake Titicaca area 1,000 to 2,000 years ago, was the way in which all these elongated skulls were formed. But now there's an exception. Another odd thing about the baby skull that they found is that it had 24 teeth, which should not be the case until it is at least 6 years old. And yet the fontanelle, which is where the bones close in the upper part of the forehead, is now open, indicating an age of less than 2 years. So there's a profile that the baby's head would appear to be very complex in shape. No flattening of the back of the skull is apparent, and the latter being typical of cranial deformation. As well, the eye sockets are incredibly shallow because the skull is located in a very small museum owned by Krillian Tours, and they have an excellent hotel and a hydrofoil service. You know, you can actually get there they're using it kind of as a tourist attraction to raise money for research. And Brian Forster, who we've had on the program, he's the author of 8 books. He's made 4 appearances on Ancient Aliens for season 3. Numerous radio interviews. He resides in Peru with his wife. And you can actually visit his blog, Hidden Inca Tours, Exploring Ancient Peru and Beyond, where you can follow a fascinating research project and take part in the most wonderful tours of the ancient world. Also, don't forget you can watch some of his fascinating videos. With that in mind, let me just make a couple of announcements halfway through the hour here, as long as you're listening. Once again, we have a brand new phone number for you to call on the phone. Here's all the ways you can listen to Strange Universe Radio. Number one, you can go to the TuneIn app. It's called TuneIn. I'm going to write this down. TuneIn. The app is called, this is on my information page here. The app is called TuneIn. It's everywhere. You can listen to football games on it. You can do all kinds of crazy things with it. But TuneIn, also Freedom Screen, freedomslips.com, or go on the actually, you can get an app to download us anywhere off the Revolution-Radio website. That's revolution-radio.com. So once again, if you want to call in, 347-688-2902, if you want to call and say hi. And again, we open up the phone lines a lot of times. It's not like we don't have anybody that calls. I mean, every time we open up the phone lines, it's just we've had very severe complications. There's been some technical limitations on Steve's part, just some all-around limitations as far as Revolution Radio goes. I'm not sure why. Nighthawk is in the process of actually working this whole thing out, so we have a dedicated number. Also, if you want to just listen on the phone to Studio A, it is 712-432-6958. If you're in your car and you have your phone and you just want to listen in on your phone on speaker, it's 712-432-6958. Also, you can Skype in at Freedom Screen if you like, or you'd have to actually go to I'm not sure what that process is. It's a little more involved than the TuneIn app as well. Also, we are brought to you by Paradyne.com, PYRADYNE, Paradyne.com. That's Megan Bell, and she's going to have some fantastic holiday specials coming up for all of you. One other thing I want to mention, which is fantastically great. Let me see if I can find it here. Stop it. My girlfriend Sugar is back too. She's feeling better. She was sick for a little while. She was not feeling good at all. Where'd it go? SpiritualCruise.com. And it's www.spiritualcruise.com. If you could actually go to that website, you'll actually double check. We have a cruise to Alaska, and if you've never done this, the cruise to Alaska is just – it's amazing. And I'm going to – hold on. I'm going to find it online here. So you can play along with me, SpiritualCruise.com, because I know we've got some no, I think it's just Spiritual Cruise. No, it's not Spirit Cruise. And you're watching me be a complete idiot on the internet. Wait, this is me typing. in the dark, I might add. So there we go. With a cat rubbing me. There we go. There it is. Okay, so here we go. This is Spirit of Alaska cruise from June 12th to the 19th. Wow, we got a whole bunch of, holy cow, there's all these people. Oh, there's me. I'm going to be on this. Spiritualcruise.com, Spirit of Alaska. It's going to be June 12th to June 19th. There's like no room left. You have to. This is a desperation thing. Not desperation, because there's just no room left. This whole cruise is selling out like crazy. And we're going to have, it's going to be an amazing shamanic seminar at sea. The ship is filling up very fast. This is not a trick. This is, we've got like no staterooms left. You have to get in on this like right now. It's going to be stupendous, because what we do is we leave from Seattle and then we go up in the inside passage. And I did this cruise with Art Bell back in 1998, actually, is when we did it. And it was spectacular. And, you know, not only the stops along the way, but the fact that you can see the Northern Lights, the fact that the sun is out for as long as it is, the stops along the way, the shaman that we go with. But it's, it takes place right on a luxury cruise ship during a 7-day cruise. There's conference rooms on the ship. And so while we're traveling at night, you can come and listen to some of the greatest speakers. So you can join us on an incredible cruise in the seminar at sea, because we sail from Seattle and we watch the awe-inspiring glaciers and the ports of Alaska. You can be part of this spiritual conference with speakers, psychic readers, healers, massage therapists, exhibitors. You can experience the indigenous Alaskan culture, discover the tradition of shamanism in Alaska worldwide. 7 days of bliss as we sail into higher consciousness and spiritual awakening. They've got hot tubs on the deck, which are absolutely stunning. Practice yoga, enjoy vegetarian and non-vegetarian or raw food. They feed you like crazy. I think we have a prize for the person who gains the most weight. Gets a wheelbarrow ride around the deck by me. And participate in awesome spiritual workshops and activities. You can view the crisp starlight Alaskan sky with a nightly UFO star watch. We're going to have a television screen there that's going to have night vision goggles on it. And it's absolutely stunning, the things that you see. You'll make all kinds of new friends. You'll gain greater wisdom, and you'll create memories that will last a lifetime. So come on down. It's going to have Broadway stage shows, spectacular destinations on the planet. One of the things that you do actually while you're there, excuse me, is not only is it the Royal Caribbean Jewel of the Sea, which is one of the best boats on Earth, but you're in this bay and you watch these glaciers melt, and they're walls of ice about 100 feet high that just melt right in front of you. And but we're going to have Dr. Carl Kalaman. We're going to have Oracle Master Healer Mass Sajade, who I just met in New York, actually. Acclaimed, honored Toltec author Don Jose Ruiz. Honored Mayan elder grandmother Elizabeth Araujo. All kinds of great people. Hey, I'm on there. Prophet Futurist. I don't know about that, but... It's mystic and author Tricia McCannon, of course, Susan Shumsky, Milan, White Wolfstar, spiritual healer Holly Evelyn, and Ed Grimsley is going to be leading the star watches at night. So it's the Spirit of Alaska cruise. It's spiritualcruise.com. That's spiritualcruise.com, Spirit of Alaska. So there it is. All right, more good news, because, you know, Obama's our buddy. He's just our friend, and he does so much for the American people. That he's decided to hire another attorney general. An attorney general, as I said, who is the general of the army of attorneys that keep the people of these United States, of this union, down. And now he's trying to rush. It's going to be very interesting between now. It's the only work that Obama's probably going to do. He's probably not going to be on the golf course for a little while, which is really a shame. We need to just pay him to play golf. He's played more golf now than Tiger Woods. And all I can say is that while he's on the golf course, at least he's we're safer when he's on the golf course, put it that way. But now Eric Withholder, quite possibly one of the greatest criminals to ever hold that job. And Eric Withholder, one of the first attorney generals to completely defy Congress on numerous occasions, be sued by Congress, be held in contempt by Congress, not cooperate with Congress when he is supposed to be the highest law enforcement official in the land, where you can trace a lot of the stuff with the IRS scandal back to him. You can trace the Fast and Furious gun thing back to him. You can trace the deaths of a number of Border Patrol agents back to guns that he assisted in smuggling over the border to the Zeta cartel. So who could Obama replace him with? It would be so much better. Well, now he's trying to. So he claims now that he's going to simply by fiat, because he's our emperor, right? He's our king. Hey, I saw the movie. Didn't you see Lion King? Even Obama said, here's my birth in Kenya. And he showed the clip from the Lion King when they're holding up the little lion. So that's his delusion. And he is a Leo, by the way, which is another reason why he's got a – he's such an egomaniac and has such a big fat head. So here it is. So Eric Withholder, again, probably the worst attorney general I think we've had, general of the attorneys, of the U.S. attorneys who are at war with the United States, with you, because every man, woman, and child is an enemy of the state, whether you like it or not. So number one, he's going to try an end around Congress completely and simply sign an executive order, which will quite possibly make 40 million invaders to this country, because we just need to start calling them invaders. That's what they are. They're not or illegal. We can't say illegal alien anymore. We have to refer to them by their proper name, unregistered Democrats, which will change the face of elections in this country, I think, pretty much forever. Although we just saw what an election looked like when apparently blacks, women, and Hispanics don't show up to vote. I'm not kidding. 76% in a poll of black Americans, Afro-Americans, did not even know the election was on that Tuesday. Women were completely apathetic about it because they're like, we don't care about either of them. Well, we vote Democratic, and but the Democratic, a lot of women voted Republican. Really? We're done? Okay. Well, that was quick. All right, it's going to be back. It's a Monday. We'll try to get through the week relatively unscathed tomorrow. The fireworks will fly. Colonel Michael Aquino, an insider from the Pentagon, head of the Church of Set. So, and the Flash can walk on water. There we go. This is Sean David Morton. It's a strange universe. We just work here. What doesn't kill you makes you stranger. All is one. Life has purpose. God is love. Be better humans. See you on the cruise to Alaska. Sign up, spiritualcruise.com. Come on the cruise to Alaska. Come on the cruise to Alaska. You must do as I say. Nias not rum. Nias not rum. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon PST, and 8 p.m. in the UK for my weekly shows, Journeys Beyond, with myself, JP. I will be speaking to guests, taking call-ins, and speaking on many, many topics that revolve around the esoteric worlds behind the world that we see and hear. Tune in Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution.